Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from a place called Compass Care. Compass Care is a pregnancy center, and they have been Northern New York's or Western New York's trusted source for reproductive health care for 35 years and very pro-life. And even though they tried to burn them down, they're still working. They're still operating. Can't be messed with. Joining me now from there is Reverend Jim Harden. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. We got a glimpse into what happens when you completely divorce yourself from Christianity, when they revealed those three sheets of the supposed manifesto from Audrey Hale, who went out and attacked a Christian school, attacked children at a Christian school. And, I mean, that's just about the, that's, when you're talking about base, that has got to be the baseline of evil right there. Tell me your thoughts when you saw that.
I knew that she was a transgender person, which means that this is transgender people take the kind of philosophy of materialism and hyper individualism that they've been taught over the last four generations in America,
right,
to the logical conclusion. Transgenderism is the ultimate in anarchy. The reason I say that is because they rebel against the natural law in the world they see around them. They rebel against the natural law they see manifested in their own body, to their own genitalia. They rebel against the moral law in terms of how, you know, even the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This represents setting themselves up as God. They are a rule unto themselves. I mean, Jesus even talked about the fact that, look, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is partiality. It's me getting to play God, deciding who qualifies for my favor and who does not. Who qualifies as a person protected or and who does not. And so, you know, she was setting herself up as judge, jury, and executioner. She was setting herself up as God. Now, what I'm telling you is that I don't think she's unique. I think she's the norm. I think people have been taught by media, medicine, government, policy, by education, by their teachers, by their parents even, that they are a rule unto themselves. Go be happy. If he makes you happy, she makes you happy. If it makes you happy, go ahead and do that, because you are all that matters. You are the God of your life. Go find yourself. Go make yourself, as a matter of fact. Go create your own fictional reality. Go fabricate some sort of reality and then you know, petition the government to enforce a law that requires everybody to go along with your little fabricated reality. Otherwise, they're going to call it hate speech and put them in jail. This is the kind of insanity we're now living under. And this girl who was susceptible, basically abused by culture and society, I think, this is the final result. This is the ultimate logical conclusion. Going around shooting up people that they simply don't like. And it just so happens they're shooting up Christians. I think that's a very important point to mention. The fact that she attacked Christian people and that she targeted a Christian school must not be overlooked. This was not an accident. She did this on purpose. Why? Because the Christianity represents a rule of law. That is a rule of law that means that there's a God above humanity, a God to whom all humans are going to have to answer one day, a judge and of all actions, the standard by which all people must be measured. And that is God Almighty, manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ. And the reason why Jesus Christ died is because he knew that we couldn't fulfill the law. We could not. We were sinners. We fell. We cannot fulfill the law of God. We cannot measure up. We're not. And unless somebody picks up our cause and becomes our voice and our righteousness, we will die of exposure to our sins. And rightly so, because God is just. But he's also perfectly merciful. She's rebelling. That is, this woman, this transgender woman, and all of American society, modern West, are rebelling against that concept that there is a law of God that transcends the law of man. And that's what they're rebelling against. And I think we're going to see more of this, unfortunately. I also think that abortion happens to be an early manifestation of that reality. It's my choice, my body, right? That's exactly what the transgender movement's saying.
Well, that may be so, but I mean, when you said that she was made, that she was a product of this, I mean, I was just thinking about that, and I think about all of the fact that we get out there and she's like, I feel like I might be a boy, and instead of us going, well, that's not actually so. We mollycoddled her and let her believe that. And then she opened herself up probably to some sort of a drug regime or some sort of hormonal thing, which we don't know. We haven't heard about this just yet. That part of her. Haven't heard that toxicology report. What they did release did not indicate steroids. Did not indicate anabolic steroids. But that's all beside the point.
Yeah.
You are right. She is a product of her environment, and an environment that is all predicated on a very, very ice thin, really thin or thin iced facade of what is valuable and what isn't.
Exactly.
So what is going to be the reversal for that? How do we reverse that? I mean, is that generational? We're going to have to do this. Have we lost entire generations over this?
That's the burning question right now. How do we reel this back in? I'm not sure, but I can tell you that until America and Americans come back to a common understanding about what it means to be human, that we're all made in God's image and therefore equally valuable and equally deserving of respect due to the dignity that's inherent in us made in God's image. Until that happens, more of this stuff is going to go on. That is, you know, that belief that we're made in God's image, just a little lower than God, is what infuses the justice system with an understanding about what is right and what is wrong. There's a reason why the rule of law, we say is God's invention. The rule of law is made manifest through the Ten Commandments, which it's no coincidence that the Ten Commandments are actually written on the Supreme Court doors of the United States of America. Because they understood that they are not the final rule, that the rules that we establish for ourselves in our nation are not arbitrary, and they do not come from man, they come from God. And therefore, we have a blind justice system, a justice system that can hold all people accountable equally based on what it means to be human under God. And without that, and you might as well, I was on an interview just the other day, and the guy was like, well, I think we should eliminate the Ten Commandments from the Supreme Court doors. I think that's the problem. Well, who's going to say, are you saying now that murder is an antiquated law? Really? I mean, maybe murder of certain types of people is an antiquated law. Maybe that's what he was saying, because the conversation was about abortion. And I was saying specifically, look, it's the job of government to protect all people equally, not just certain people. And what abortion represents is the government coming along and disqualifying a group of people, preborn boys and girls, from equal protection under the law, a violation of the 14th Amendment. They're also, depriving them of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, which is a violation of the 5th Amendment. So we've got a major moral crisis in our country, and we've got Republicans campaigning for office going around saying our biggest problem is money. No.
No, well, I mean, last night our biggest problem was TikTok, so, I mean, that was interesting. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Compass Care USA, the website, if you want to find out about them, is compasscare.info. For more information regarding them, they're very well worth looking at, because these are people that life is the first choice. We'll be right back talking to Reverend Jim Harden. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
5 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Reverend Jim Harden, and today I have gotten permission from him to ask him the hard question. Now, Reverend Jim, you are the man. At Compass Care, what you guys do is you are protecting the most vulnerable of us as we come along. Before we even see the light of day, you're protecting them. You're protecting all life. You're protecting the life of the moms and all this other stuff. So yeah. My question now is I'm not one of those vulnerable lives. I have trained myself to be less vulnerable. I do not go out on a daily basis planning to hurt my fellow man, wanting to hurt my fellow man. But I do train to defend myself against my fellow man. And, you know, where do I lie when if I have to do that? Where would God see me? Where would you counsel someone? Somebody comes to you and they just had to defend themselves in an armed encounter and they were really good at doing it. How do you counsel them?
Well, unfortunately that's having to happen more often in recent days. And I would point them back to what Scripture says in the Apostle Paul said in Romans, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, Romans chapter 13. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God. Now, a lot of pastors have misinterpreted that section to say, you got to do whatever the government tells you to do. You got to do whatever the policy says. You got to obey whatever law comes down. But that's not what this is saying. I think as Christians, in a government by the people, for the people, we have been sovereignly placed in this form of government, you know, which means we have to obey the philosophy of government that we're under, which means that we have to take responsibility. We are citizens having to step in and take responsibility and exercise our citizen rights. The vigilance that it requires to exercise our rights means that there's a duty involved, a duty to exercise our rights. One of those rights enumerated is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not placed there so that I could go hunting deer. The Second Amendment was placed there in case we are surrounded by tyrants, whether that's local or, you know, governmental, you know, far off in the distance. We are responsible for protecting our communities from harm. I mean, the heart of God, that, and this is what Christians are supposed to have, the heart of God is to protect the stranger, the oppressed, the fatherless, the weak, the vulnerable. Look at the parable of the Good Samaritan. So when you're forced to have to protect others or yourself from a violent aggressor and you have to use lethal force, I believe that God has placed us in a form of government that requires us to do so. And furthermore, I believe that the theology that Christians have also requires us to do so. This is what we do every day. We're trying to protect women and children from being re-victimized or killed by a profiteering, mercenary, billion-dollar abortion complex that has no scruples whatsoever. This is what they do on a daily basis. They kill children, maim women, and also kill women. It's been documented. It is their mode of operation. And our job is to do whatever we can to keep those people alive. So when you're trying to protect yourself or others from a violent aggressor, I think when you look at Scripture, the whole counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation represents the fact that, no, Christians are supposed to stand up and protect the weak. Christians are not supposed to be a victim. The Bible does not portray believers in God as victims. The Bible portrays believers in God as victors. Whether we die or not, death is a doorway for us. It's not a dead end. And so we recognize that our decisions to sacrifice ourselves on behalf of others is what God did for us. And so we go and do likewise. We walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And that takes a lot. That can take on many different forms and many different circumstances, but it requires courage, endurance, etc. One of the vices in the book of Revelation for that will send someone to hell, I'm not kidding you, one of the vices that will send someone to hell, a lake of fire forever, is cowardice. Think about that. Cowardice. I think Christians like need to start using their imagination and putting themselves into self-defense scenarios. What would happen if somebody walked into this grocery store and started shooting up the place? What would I do to protect my fellow man? I'm not going to go run and cower in the corner. No, no. What would happen if, what would I do? Same thing if I'm sitting in church with my family and somebody comes walking in the back door with an AK-47 and opens fire. What do I do? Am I going to go run and cower in the corner? No. As a father, as a husband, as a man, I am obligated to stand in the gap and protect my family if necessary with lethal force, right? And so for people to come along and say, well, we just need to be these mealy mouth, you know, quiet, sit down and shut up kind of men. That's not Christianity. I don't know what that is, but it's certainly not Christianity. So I think we need pastors to start speaking up about what it really means to understand how to be a citizen in a form of government that's a representative republic by the people and for the people.
Do you carry, Reverend? Do you carry? Well, you're in New York. I should have just answered my own question. Very hard to carry in New York.
I got one in my pocket right now, and there's never a time when I don't have one.
Okay.
Why? Not for myself.
Right.
But for those around me. And I've been told many times by many different people that, Jim, knowing who you are, you need to be going right. You need to have something that you can protect yourself with. And I'm like, well, I'm not interested in protecting myself as much as I am protecting those around me.
Right.
If it comes down to me going home or some bad guy that's looking to off me going home, I got 10 kids I got to raise. So I'm hoping that, that guy will let me be the guy that goes home. So look, we've got a nation to preserve, but more importantly, we've got people to protect. And that's what Christians need to be thinking about, because that's what Jesus did for us.
Well, I feel much better. I was expecting a little more. I was expecting something sort of soothing and everything, but I really like the direction you went into. I look at people that carry guns today as the modern day Kwai Chang Kang Kung Fu type person, which there's nothing wrong with being a pacifist, but a pacifist means you have options. A pacifist, goes in and tries to be nice to everybody, but has a plan to kill everybody in the room. So I don't mind being a pacifist and everything, and the way you put it, I sort of dug that. So yes, of course, that's. I'm glad I asked that question.
Well, we pray for peace, right? We always want peace. We always want. We don't want violence. Violence is the reason why Christ came. I mean, Christ. People think that Christ came to bring peace. Jesus didn't say that. He said he came to bring a sword, but not so that we can wield violence. He came to. The cross represents violence.
Yeah.
Violence to end all violence. Jesus represents, kingdom of heaven storming hell. Jesus came to invade one man army, and he did, and he succeeded. And now he tells us, go and do likewise. I'm giving you the power to go and protect and redeem the world around you. So go do it. And that takes courage. It takes focus. It takes stamina.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of those things that people need to practice. This doesn't happen. You've got to practice that on a daily basis.
Well, that's going to be the last word, because we have run out of time, and I look forward to next time we speak. Thank you. Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care USA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. President Biden and the Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in a significant meeting in Northern California. The high-stakes discussions in the San Francisco area coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the work in the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The Israel-Hamas conflict continues, with the Israeli military conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. The U.S. has confirmed Hamas utilizes hospitals and tunnels, including those underneath, for hiding and holding hostages. And the United States Postal Service is still in financial trouble. The USPS is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back joining us now from InvestUSA.org and a writer at American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a pleasure with you, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
I do a lot of work now with vets and first responders, and we have a little sad, happening that happened recently with first responders out on the West Coast. Tell me about this.
Well, we had four deputies yesterday. Three active, one just retired from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. All committed suicide on the same day yesterday. So we lost four officers yesterday. And so the question that the mainstream media is asking, I find it ironic the mainstream media wants to know any truth because they really don't. But they're asking the question, how did this happen? What's going on that would cause officers to commit suicide? Well, let's take a look at statistics and facts, Bill. First of all, the suicide rate among first responders, law enforcement especially, is the highest ever recorded in history.
Right.
They're the highest suicide rate we've ever had. What are the causes of that? Well, some of the obvious causes are the stigma that's been placed by mainstream media on law enforcement. They're nothing but a bunch of racist buffoons who don't deserve to be paid. That's why you have the defund the police. And who deserve no respect. Well, anybody that's dedicated their life to a career and gets told that towards the end is not a very positive thing to begin with. But then the second thing that I find curious, and this is what I've told other national shows we've been on today, before you automatically assume, I mean, yes, I'm not saying they didn't commit suicide, but before you automatically assume that it was some personal tragedy, you know, L.A. County was one of the ones where they had the mandate for the COVID-19 vaccination. He said, what's that got to do with anything? Well, you know, now we are discovering that that vaccination has caused umpteen deaths or serious life debilitating injuries because of from heart conditions to multiple sclerosis. And we can go down and list all kind of ailments that are surfacing because of the vaccination.
Right.
So what I want to see is on these four deputies, were they part that maybe didn't want the vaccination but figured they had to feed their family so they would capitulate and go ahead and get it taken? And were they delivered some bad news that perhaps maybe they're developing some illness or something along those lines because of the vaccination. Add that on top of the stress of dealing with a career that right now people are viewing with great disdain. I say people, a small minority, but that's what gets the publicity is the disdain. And yeah, two and two together, you just couldn't handle it. So I know, Bill, here's one of my biggest concerns. We're seeing all this negative effect of that mandated. Remember, I've never been opposed. If you want to do anything you want to, your own body, you want to go take a vaccine for pigs, I don't care. It's your business. But remember, these were mandated for both the military and all first responders.
Right.
And now that we're seeing the effects of a mandated vaccination, we had no idea what it could or couldn't do. It hadn't really been vetted. Now we're seeing the vetting process years later. It's causing deaths or, like I said, life debilitating injuries. You've seen a lot of young people with heart conditions now. Young people with heart conditions or multiple sclerosis or other debilitating effects that are coming about because of that. They're trying to move that back in to the mainstream scenario. Because you remember, they used that as a basis for being able to control the elections. Because now they said, oh, you got this virus out here. Nobody needs to be standing next to each other in the poll.
Right.
We'll just do mail-in ballots. And that's how was their strategy. I personally experienced this yesterday. I had to go to the emergency room. I was having some little asthma issue with my breathing. And we checked out. First question, we're going to give you a COVID test. And I said, no. You're not going to give me a COVID test because, quite frankly, I don't believe in COVID-19, but I know we may have a medical difference there. Worst case scenario, if I believe in COVID-19, it's the same as the flu, the virus. And, you know, a couple of days, I'll be fine. So you're not going to do that. The response was, well, we're not going to be able to treat you then. You're not going to be able to receive. This is a hospital, a county hospital. And I said, you're kidding me. You're going to deny my ability for medical care by automatically making an assumption for a test. There are other tests you can do just to determine whether the lung conditions are in play, whether they just need some prednisone or whatever. But you immediately want to go to the COVID-19 or else. You're not going to violate my rights. Now, when I was fixing to walk out the door, they came and said, okay, well, let's work on some other tests instead. But you see the fear. We have a governmental society, and unfortunately healthcare has become governmentalized.
Yep.
That they're going to determine to control you whether you like it or not, Bill. And those days are over. We are not going to capitulate in this country anymore.
Do they still, are hospitals still getting federal money for COVID cases?
They are.
Yeah?
They're bringing that back. You remember they used to pay $27,000, I believe it was.
Right.
And then, of course, the doctor and we did it in a professional way. We kind of locked horns. I've seen a lot of fellow veterans that have died because of the vaccination. They had a larger heart. They're older. They killed them. He said, well, I've seen a lot of patients that come in here that were dying because of COVID. I said, no. Here's what happens in the older days. I had a heart condition. I would come in with the flu, and the flu took me over the top and, you know, caused me to be deceased. But you didn't list on my death certificate that the flu killed me. I had another condition, a heart condition or whatever, and the flu just kind of finished me off.
Right.
So, but y'all don't do that with COVID. What you do is I could have a stumped toe, but if you got COVID, it makes no difference. Whenever I pass away, I'm automatically listed as a COVID death. And that's just not accurate. He didn't like my response, but he could argue.
No.
And of course, their ability, the reason why that's so important to them is, again, this matter of control. If they can force me to let them stick me or do whatever they want to with me, they've got me. They can tell me where I vote, when I vote, who I vote for. And we're just not going to allow that to happen. This country has to be taken back, not given back to the government.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've wondered about that money thing. And I mean, what the medical profession really besmirched their good name with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became it was all about the Benjamins. And
yeah.
I don't know how many people they killed with it. I mean,
millions,
yeah.
In my opinion, millions. I mean, you guys did all the vaccinations. Yes, there were some people strong enough with the vaccination. didn't produce any long-term effects. But there are a lot of people that it did.
Yeah.
And they had no business being put in that position to cause them irreparable damage or death without being notified or warned that this could happen to you. That never happened.
No.
What was the idea? What was the statement? Get COVID, save your life. Nothing can harm you. Yeah, right.
Well, when COVID was happening, I caught COVID at SHOT Show before they knew it was COVID.
Right.
When they diagnosed me, it was an unknown strain of the flu, and it was rough. And, I mean, I didn't want to have it again. So when it came around, I took the Moderna vaccination.
Right.
And I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. My wife and I both took it, and neither one of us had any side effects whatsoever.
Fantastic.
So.
See, that is an encouragement. That's why I tell people, I'm not opposed to anybody doing what they think is in their best interest. But there are other vaccinations that have been proven to have been detrimental now since then. But they were forced on the people, on the military or first responders who had no choice.
Yeah.
So. And that was wrong.
It was wrong. That was a moment when they looked at that, and that was that. As soon as COVID came out, we should have just been saying, well, I guess Biden will be the next president, because that was that was the big reason that all of that came about. Hang on for me, if you will, sir. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org, and what they do is they have given more than 11,000 protective vests to first responders and to canine colleagues as well, because, you know, want to protect the dogs, because dogs do serve a very noble purpose in law enforcement. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is Lock and Load.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Michael Letts. He writes at American Thinker. He runs investusa.org. You've been talking a lot about the money trail that leads to the Biden family. What's the latest on that particular thing?
Here's the key, and it's going to tie into both aspects we're going to talk about in this segment here, is, you know, of course, first of all, Joe had said he was never involved with China. His guy was never involved with China. They never received any payment from China. Then we find out, well, I guess I was involved with Hunter's business, but it was only just kind of a verbalization. Then we find out the big guy was always on the line and letting the message be sent that you want access to the vice presidency and to policy, because you remember he was Biden's, I put a lot of confidence in him. I mean, Obama put a lot of confidence in Biden and let him do an awful lot of things. So he did have access to policy decision making with Obama. So they had to pay him to do that. Of course, he said all along, I never received a payment. Now we have discovered James Comer from the Oversight Committee has finally, you know, they said how they're going to hide it. They were going to take 10 or 20 LLCs. You'd never be able to track them back to the Bidens. Well, bingo, we did. And with the checks are now coming out, $40,000, $220,000, up to $5 million. That the LLCs, interestingly enough, they weren't smart enough. They didn't just put the LLCs in their name. They ran those LLCs in partnership with the Communist Chinese Party. So it's got Communist Chinese Party stamped all over it, and the checks were made out directly to Joe Biden. So that pretty much ends that, you know. I thought he was a little smarter than that, quite frankly. But yeah. Anyway, that ends it. He has not given an official response. This is what he has done. The White House, first of all, views that financial records should be private. They should have never invaded his privacy. Well, they tell Trump every other day he should release all of his tax returns. It's on to everybody, so why should he be any different? Second thing is that he is now shifting the focus of attention because he understands that the American people are getting extremely agitated and concerned over open borders because of the terrorism. You know, Israel has produced, not a movie, Israel has just compiled all the captured video from Hamas of them videotaping themselves committing these brutalities on children, women, and seniors. And they just compiled it together, 47 minutes long. They released it to New York. They released it to an actress, a Jewish actress, who held a screening last night in Hollywood, and there was a riot outside because of it. Pro-Hamas versus pro-Israel were rioting. I mean, well, it was the Hamas attacking the pro-Israel demonstrators. But the point is, because Biden has seen how concerned the Americans are, that these same terrorist activities are very possible to be unleashed on America very imminently, very soon. He's come out with a new policy. He is going to close the borders. That should make us all breathe relief, correct? Well, let's take a look at what he means by close the borders. Is he going to build a wall? Absolutely not. Is he? We have 5 checkpoints across our border system where you can legally you know, come in, I say you can legally stay, you can cross into America and apply. And then, of course, you're supposed to leave. You remember right after that, the whole process is coming. You're supposed to go back to where you're at and wait for the answer. He's going to close the processing centers so that there is no way to process anybody. But he's not going to close any access to get across the borders. That'll mean it's 10 to 20%, you know, that we catch. We'll be catching 0%. They'll all be gotaways. But he wants to close the border. He wants additional personnel, money for personnel. Now, what, when you look at the fire line, what is the personnel he's talking about? A bunch of Border Patrol guards? Nope. He wants humanitarian aid to go to these sanctuary cities like New York and others that are complaining that we're getting too many illegal immigrants in and we can't afford them anymore. So he wants the federal government to pick up the tab with these additional illegal immigrants coming across. That's the kind of leadership we have in D.C. Nothing to solve the problem, only to exasperate it. And that's what's making this so tragic is because of the fact that we are continually now, Bill, on a daily basis, picking up terrorists coming across the border. And when I say the word terrorist, that's a legitimate term, because we have a terrorist watch list. You know, we have CIA, other intelligence agencies, foreign intelligence agencies, that are over there all the time, and they pretty much indirectly communicate with the leadership of these organizations, and they find out through the names of who their fighters are, who they're not. And so we have that database compiled, and we cross-reference it to when we capture the few people that we do capture coming across the border. And more are popping up being on that list. They are sending more, there are more than enough personnel in terror cells across the country here now for them to actually get a massive assault on the American people and probably make 9/11 look like a walk in the park.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear. I fear a I'm looking at either a Westgate Mall type of attack or a dismounted Mumbai type of attack or maybe a combination.
A combination. What we're seeing intel-wise, Bill, is they don't just want to strike like a bunch of city people. Wherever the marks in the country say, well, I don't like New York anyway. I don't ever go to the big city, so I'm good. They want to do across the country.
Right.
Big cities, rural cities, one traffic light cities, so that the impression goes very quickly across the country. There is nowhere safe in America, and it creates panic. And when, you know, when people get into a panic, it's hard to operate, put it that way.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I already carry a gun everywhere I go. If I had to carry a long gun everywhere I went, okay, big deal. I mean, that would be the only thing that I changed if they started attacking. That'd be the only thing.
I would agree.
I'm coming down to you and saying I need something that hides. It'll stop a rifle round, Michael.
We got plenty of that. We'll take care of you. We're not a problem there, Bill.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've been telling audiences across the world, because we'll do some foreign appearances as well,
right,
is that, look, terrorist organizations, let me put you on notice. We are not Israel. Israel had 2% of its populace armed. We have the vast majority of our populace armed. And most of us have the kind of blood flows to our veins. You mess with my family, you try to mess with my kids, and see how well that works out for you.
Yeah.
We will fight back, and we will rain down holy terror on them like they've never seen before. So I think that's the one thing that they kind of causes them to pause for a second. But they're idiots, Bill. Idiots only pause for so long. There is going to be attacks on the soil of this country, unfortunately.
We should all get a bunch of T-shirts made saying, remember Garland, Texas?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So that would be.
But I'm confident the American people are waking, and I'm pleased with what we're seeing. It's just, can we survive long enough to drain the swamp and hold these people accountable? I thought it was interesting. They have now come out today. A number of other networks supporting what I'm saying about we have to have a military council, a military tribunal. There's no other way.
Right.
To bring them to justice and hold them accountable when your top people are the ones messing up. So when major other networks are talking about military tribunal, military council, I think it's coming a lot quicker than most people realize.
Yeah. Well, in any event, this is, I mean, and this is stuff Michael writes about on a regular basis. Michael is not shy. Go check him. Go look for his byline at AmericanThinker.com. Some of the stuff out there, that's really good stuff. I mean, and the part that I like is you say the unspoken things. That's the fun part. Some people don't want to say some of the things you say, and you say them without hesitation. I enjoy that a great deal.
Well, one thing, let me throw in there, Bill, before we wrap up.
Yep.
Is, you know, the biggest thing that's causing me the most pushback now is I believe in what General Jack Pershing did in 1898 when they dealt with the Muslim insurrectionists in the Philippines. We'll bury every one of them with a dead pig. That way they are sure they won't get to their paradise or their 72 virgins.
Right.
And we'll also coat our bullets with pig's lard or our pig's blood. That's the quickest way in there because, you know, they think they get the best of both worlds. They get to kill us and then they get to go to paradise. But their own Quran says that if they touch pig's blood or pig's body, they're banned forever from paradise. So we'll help them go somewhere, but it won't be paradise.
There you go. Psychological warfare. Let's stop.
Exactly.
Thanks, sir. I want to appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Look forward to it. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
God bless
you. Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the whole thing is one of those constant things that we're going to have to embrace. Indeed, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.